Hey, this is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said go fuck yourself.
L'Oreal, yep, because I'm worth it. Oh, the way I put it on so perfect. Wipe the corners of my mouth so I work it. When I walk down the hallway, they can't see.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Butthead Singer Acronym Wedge and all the ships at sea. It's an all-new FWB podcast, and here are your hosts. The eclipse might be over, but they'll still show you a full moon. It's Chris and also Chris.
Dude, he is getting really good at these openings.
And he's not wrong on that either.
No, he's not wrong about that. Any of it. Any of it, dude. It's how are you, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good, good. How did you enjoy the eclipse?
It was overcast here, so I didn't really get to see anything.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Did you see something where, like, I saw something on Reddit where this guy drove like 1,000 miles to be close to where like full totality was going to be, and it was overcast the entire time?
Oh, that sucks.
It was posted on like, well, that sucks, and it's just him giving a finger to the sky.
Yeah, that blows. I know that, yeah, there were a lot of places that had a lot of cloud cover, so that kind of blows. But if you did miss the eclipse, you just send an email to iheartstamos@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get a great view of a full moon. So just one of our services to you from us. So I thought that was nice of us to offer such a thing. So, you know, no, everything good. I feel like we haven't chatted as much from last week to this week as we usually do. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
It feels kind of like it.
Yeah. Just. Yeah, I know. It felt like we didn't have as much like texting back and forth that we normally do. Like the meme chat was on fire, but like,
man, group chat is taking off. Well, like we were all super busy this weekend because like you and I both separately watched both nights of WrestleMania to various extents. I know Commander Scott had the board game convention here where you guys were. So, but the group chat maintained. So,
the horrors persist. The group chat remains.
Yeah. Oh, it's not going away. So,
no.
But to start out, I have I'm not gonna say this to make you feel bad.
Okay.
I don't want you to feel bad.
Okay.
Because and now you're going to get paranoid because then you're going to immediately feel bad. No, I don't want you to feel bad because halfway through the day, you texted me about what we were going to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
And you were like, "Hey, because this is a topic that we've been tossing around for a few weeks. You know." Required a little bit of research and looking into stuff. So do you want to do that this week? And I was like, absolutely, because I do.
Okay.
I want to tell you we're going to go ahead and do that topic this week. Okay.
Okay. Did we have something else lined up that I completely forgot
about?
But
last week we teased that we were going to do the first jail mail of the year tonight.
No.
So no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So if you tuned in to hear the first jail mail of the year, then what we're going to do is next week, we're going to do two jail mails.
Okay.
As two a make good. So how about that? See, everybody wins, man.
I'm in for that.
So if you tuned in just to listen to jail mail this week, I'm sorry, you can go ahead and stop now, but you're going to miss a friggin' great segment coming up. But tune in next week. We'll get you two of them, and it'll be great. We'll have a guy. I will even go even further than that. We'll have a guy and a girl jail mail next week.
What?
Right? So.
Okay.
You heard it here first. That's the big market tease. So we will plan basically nothing else besides two instances of jail mail next week, and that'll be
a double dose of correspondence.
Yeah, it's going to be something, all right. Because, yeah, just wait. I won't tell you what it's about, but we got one that's a doozy. So, But first, I have an idea that I saw, and I want to run it by you.
Okay.
Because I want you to play this game. I told you that I have a game that I want you to play, and to start out the show. I did not tell you anything about what it was. But we're gonna play this game. And it requires a sheet of paper and a pen with some math, and I'm gonna be in charge of all of that. All you have to do when I give you these choices is just kind of go through your thought process and explain why you're picking what you're picking, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's the scenario. We're doing the scenario game first.
Okay.
Scenario, it's the end of the world, let's say zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
I'm going to give you several different categories with choices to make. You have $15 to spend. Okay? Each one of these choices is going to come with a dollar amount, and you're going to have to pick them. You're going to have several different categories. As part of this game, I'm not going to tell you how many categories are left or what the categories are coming up.
Oh, gosh.
So you're going to have to you're going to have to play a lot of strategy. And I will update you in between each round with, I think there's four rounds in total.
Okay.
But you have $15 to spend, and I will update you with how much money you have left at the end of each one before you pick. So first option that you have in your end of the world, we're going to say this is the zombie apocalypse end of the world. You get to choose who you're going to have with you. Okay. You're going to have a partner with you for this. $5 gets you Joe Rogan. $4 gets you prime Jackie Chan.
Ooh.
$3 gets you Ryan Reynolds. $2, Albert Einstein.
Eh.
And for $1, you get a random mailman.
Damn.
Which would you like? I'll go through $5 Joe Rogan, $4 prime Jackie Chan, $3 Ryan Reynolds, $2 Albert Einstein, $1 random mailman. Doesn't have to be yours. It's just going to be a mailman.
You know where I'm going.
You going prime Jackie Chan?
You know I'm going with Ryan Reynolds.
Going Ryan Reynolds. All right. $3 for Ryan Reynolds. We're going to say Ryan Reynolds is first. I'm writing this down for you. So you now have $12 left.
Okay.
I'll put that on the side. Okay, you have $12 left. All right. Just you just want him to like to be funny, and you just want somebody to help alleviate some of the stress.
Well, and you know, he actually has like sword training and gun training from like Deadpool and some of the action movies, so like he'd be good in a tough situation too.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now, next category, your weapon.
Okay.
For $5, you got a lightsaber.
Shit.
$4, you got a machete.
Okay.
$3, spiked bat. $2, you got a crowbar. And $1, you got a sharp pencil. And we'll say lightsaber is solar powered.
Okay.
All right. So you got $5 lightsaber, $4 machete, $3 spiked bat, $2 crowbar, $1 sharp pencil. Keep in mind you have $12 left to spend.
Give me machete.
Machete for $4. All right. Which that will bring you down to 11. All right. So you got $11 left so far.
Wait, $8 because that's the second category.
You've spent $7 so far.
Yeah, and you said you started with 15.
I did the math wrong. Yeah, I only cost you $1. That's supposed to be that. So yeah, you thank you. I can't do math. I should not have been in charge of math. You have $8 left. All right. Your defensive item is the next category. Okay, for $5, you have an Iron Man suit, but it has no weapons attached to it. For $4, you have a medieval knight shield.
Just the shield.
You don't have like any of the suit of armor or anything that goes with it. You literally just have the shield. Number three, bulletproof vest. Or for $3, bulletproof vest. $2, you have straight up baseball catcher's gear. And for $1, you have a wool sweater. Iron Man suit for $5, night shield for $4, $3 bulletproof vest, $2 catcher's gear, $1 wool sweater.
Okay, so you said there were four rounds. I don't know. You could have been bullshitting
I could be wrong because I don't remember.
What was three? What was the $3 option?
Bulletproof vest to go with your machete and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that works.
All right.
Actually, it's a zombie apocalypse. I'm more worried about like covering my arms and my legs.
Mm-hmm. Are you straight up? Are you gonna go catcher's gear?
I think I'm going catcher's gear.
Are you going catcher's gear? All right.
I think I'm going catcher's gear.
Catcher's gear. All right. I love it. Going catcher's gear. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess it's true, like, zombies don't have guns, so, like, you're not going to get shot, but, like, catcher's gear. Okay. All right. Let's see. Last is this is last category. This is your base location, okay? This is where you're setting up your camp. This is where you're basically going to be living, all right? And you have $6 left, so you can basically buy anything you want. You're coming in on a budget. I like that.
Can I go back and switch to the lightsaber now?
We can. I mean, if you want, you can go back and switch to the lightsaber if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's go back. So lightsaber.
That will just leave me with $5 because I went with the machete anyway.
Yeah. So lightsaber. So that will bring you down to $5. Okay. So your base location for $5, you have a castle.
Ooh.
$4, you have a prison.
Ooh.
$3, you're hanging out in a bunker. $2, just a regular house, like a nondescript house, like in the suburbs. And $1, you're living on the beach.
Yeesh, not that.
Don't want to be going for a swim.
Does the castle have a drawbridge and moat?
Let's say the castle has a drawbridge and a moat.
Oh, then yeah.
All right, so then you're going to go castle. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you for that. We'll give you the moat along with that. We'll even throw a couple alligators in there sometimes. For exactly the amount of money that you have, for your $15, you are living in a castle, wearing catcher's gear with a lightsaber, hanging out with Ryan Reynolds in the zombie apocalypse.
I'm here for it.
That is your, now here's what I want is I want every single person that listens to the show to text either you or me and tell us like what your choices are for the money. So hopefully everybody, if you didn't play along, go back now and play and then text us or message the show or email iHeartStamos@gmail.com tell us your picks, your selections for the zombie apocalypse.
Do it.
Because that was super fun. We'll have to do some more of those where it's just like like a blind, like you don't know what's coming and you just kind of pick as you go. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for playing along.
Oh, no problem. Happy to. Now
what we're going to do is our job for the fall is to make an Of the Living Dead sequel where it's you and Ryan Reynolds with lightsabers and catcher's gear living in a castle. We're going to have to make a fan film that incorporates all of these elements.
Okay.
And our budget is $20. Our budget's $15.
Oh, well, that might be kind of difficult then.
Yeah, I'll 3D print us the lightsaber. and do the effects with it. I'll try and find some captured gear. We'll find an abandoned Kentucky castle somewhere, and that's like run down. And something Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in.
I don't know what we'll do.
We'll just get him here under the guise of like horse sales at Keeneland or something.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be like, hey, sell your gin to this place. They're a big buyer. And then when he comes to seal the deal, we'll be like, by the way, we'll be like, I know you're here to sell some gin, but well, while you're here, let's shoot this shitty little fan film. That's an Of the Dead sequel that stars you two.
Did you know, like, an unofficial Of the Dead sequel just hit Tubi?
Oh, God, what is it?
It's Festival of the... It's the Saska sisters, like, the people that did See No Evil 2 and American Mary. So, like, do I think it's going to be, like, up to the snuff of, like, those? Of, like, Night, Dawn, and Day? No. But, like, do I think it will be better than Return to the Living Dead, Rave to the Grave?
Oh, God.
Probably.
Or what was it? Necropolis? Wasn't that one of them?
Yeah. Those filmed at the same time, by the way.
Yeah. Because I think, weren't those like unrelated movies, but they got the rights to
the name? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I hate that shit. I remember working at the Family Video, and I danced the day that they went out of business because that place was an absolute disaster of a place, and I hated every second of working for the people that I worked for. They were all horrible people. I remember when, like, being able to see like all the movies come out, and there was some, I want to say it was like Day of the Dead 2. It was like some sequel to some Of the Dead movie, and it was like whatever Of the Dead 2, and I was just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Was it the sequel to the direct-to-video remake of Day of the Dead?
Oh, God, probably. Let me look up the cover. I remember the cover. Like, I vividly remember the cover because I remember being like, this is really stupid. And
the Day of the Dead remake starring Nick Cannon?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with that? Like, how did that fail? Yeah, Day of the Dead 2 Contagium.
Ugh.
From 2005 is what it was. Gosh, what a...
That wasn't even a sequel to the remake. Because the remake came out like well after the Dawn of the Dead remake, because Ving Rhames is in it again.
Wow.
But... no, that's like someone tried to make like an unofficial sequel to Day of the Dead, like the George Romero movie.
This is terrible. It was unofficially marketed as a prequel and sequel to 1985's Day of the Dead. It was released direct to video on October 18th, 2005, and I stocked the shelf that day. Of that movie. It has way too long of a reception section on the Wikipedia. I don't know, like, there's a great quote in here that says, there is no warning too strong that would urge you to avoid this DVD at all costs.
Yikes.
That's pretty strong for do not watch that pile of crap. Yeah, so I remember that. That was pretty terrible. But it was basically, from what I gather, because I haven't seen it, and I probably will never see. Like, do you ever see a movie, like a cover of a movie, or like read about a movie, and you're like, I will die and never see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will go through my entire life, and I will never see that movie, and I'm not sad about it.
Do you want to know what one of those movies is for me?
Oh, please tell me.
Gravity, the Sandra Bullock, George Clooney movie.
Yeah, okay.
My old roommate, Kyle. Yeah. I still just remember like what he tweeted when the trailer came out, and he was like, can't wait to never watch Gravity. And I was just like, God, that resonates with me.
Yeah, I can't wait to miss that. Yeah. Sometimes you just see a trailer or you see a poster and you're just like, I am never, ever watching that movie. Ever. Yeah, that Day of the Dead sequel is it for me. And but I tell you what, I have been like, so my YouTube watching is so all over the place. Like the algorithm, I think, just can't figure out what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. Because it is either like 98 to 2001 wrestling clips, like scariest things caught on like Ring doorbell footage, which is super fun to watch, but also horrifying, by the way. Like animated scary stories, like animated, like supposedly true scary stories, or music mashups and clips from Savannah Bananas baseball games.
Dude, when Cena came out for the Savannah Bananas, that
my God, it was
amazing.
Good. Like here's the thing about the Savannah Bananas, like their stuff is like unbelievable. And I'm a huge like traditional baseball fan, but like the stuff that they do is so great. And like there are a lot of rules that I think that they implement that really, really help the game of baseball. And I wish that they would take less of a Harlem Globetrotters approach to it, where there's only two teams, and take more of a Roller Jam approach to it, where there's like six teams that rotate around.
Oh yeah, agreed.
I think that would be awesome, because like literally every game is the same two teams, and that's okay. But like, I wish that they had, you know, like two or three more teams where they could like rotate around some of the matchups. But the games are so much fun. Oh, and now recently, what's been funneling in is I've been watching a lot of like horror shorts, which has led me to fan films.
Horror
fan films. And I will tell you right now, like the number one franchise that has more fan films than basically any other horror franchise that I've been able to find so far is Halloween.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. Were you thinking I was going to say Friday the 13th?
I was.
Yeah. Friday the 13th has a bunch. Like they have a lot of like 3 to 5 minute like scenes that they try and claim as
fan films,
but really each one of them is only like 6 minutes long. And it's like, that's not really what I consider a fan film. Like anything less than like 25 minutes, you're not really going to get much out of. But there are so many Halloween fan films on YouTube right now.
Yeah. You know, the one you turned me on to several years ago was Never High Cologne.
Yeah.
So I watched that, and then I started like, it kind of led me down this like thing of just watching a bunch of fan films and that kind of stuff. And the thing I always tell, like, there was this, gosh, like 2017, 2018, maybe 2019, I can't really remember. There was one Friday night when like everyone was busy, I didn't have anything to do, so I just sat at home and like I just went to YouTube and just started, like, I went to Google and like typed in best fan films and just started looking up a bunch of those. And it's what I did from like 8:30 until almost 1 in the morning. It is exactly as sad as it sounds, and that's fine by me.
No, that's okay. That doesn't sound sad at all.
But like, I'll agree with you about the Halloween ones. A lot of them are real fucking bad.
They're not good. And the sad thing is there's a ton of them that have like really good costumes. Or like the Michael Myers mask is really good, but like everything else in the movie is, and I use movie like very, very loosely with that, is atrocious. Like the acting is terrible. The people that they have acting, just like they don't, like nobody even like tried with wardrobe or anything like that. And then like the whoever they have being Michael Myers, doesn't act like Michael Myers at all. And I mean, I know, look, far be it from me to criticize somebody who has Michael Myers in a fan film and doesn't use them the way that Michael Myers should be used.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy, I get it. We're not going to talk about that right now. I'm over here slinging stones. I don't want them slung back at me. because, like, they don't, like, it's obviously someone that's just like, well, I'm just going to, like, act like Jason or Freddy or somebody, but I'm going to be Michael Myers. And it's like, no, that's not really what you should be doing. Like, that's not how it works.
Or, like, some of the ones have that god-awful, like, the fucking god-awful Michael Myers mask where the hair just looks like it's, like, a messed up Brillo pad.
Yeah. The other thing that I hate is when they only use music from, like, they only use, like, the same two songs from the Halloween score, and they turn the volume up way too loud. Like, nobody does the audio mixing right. So it's like people are talking over the music, but you can barely hear them because the music is just going, dun, 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 dun. And you're just like, oh my God, this is terrible. And they always start the same way. Every single Halloween fan film, and when I say every, I mean like 99% that I've seen, starts the same way where it's a street and it plays that, dun, dun, dun. And then they put up in the font, they put up like whatever the city is, and then they write Halloween on it, like Halloween Day or whatever, and I'm just like, fucking do something else. Like, do anything else.
Don't do the same goddamn thing every other one of these has done.
Like, for the love of God, don't just start it out and and I'm just like, please don't. I will give them credit, though. A lot of the Halloween fan films are like 45 minutes and over.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
They do run good on time, but like quality.
Yeah. No.
So like, and I want to ask you this, like, where do you land on stuff like Punisher, Dirty Laundry, Truth in Advertising, like the Venom short that was done by the same people, and like that Power Rangers short with like James Vanderbeek. Stuff that's in that like 7 to 10 minute range.
Like that stuff also falls into what I call a different category.
Okay.
I call those prosumer fan films, because they are obviously professional. Like, there was that Uncharted fan film that had like,
yeah, with Nathan Fillion,
right, that had like A-list actors in it, or, you know, like names that I'm like, okay, that's not something that, like, you know, the kids in the neighborhood are gonna make. Like, there's several layers of fan films. There's like the no budget, friends just get together and make something because they're passionate about it. And the quality is in a spectrum. Like the quality varies greatly. And usually because there's like one or two people that are really good at something and they do that on that movie. So it's like everything else was bad, but like, you know, the cinematography was great, or like the color timing was perfect, or like the audio balance was great, or the special effects, whatever. And it's because you have like one person who's like super passionate about it and is like, I just want to friggin' do it. I just want to do this. Then you have like the next step up where it's like someone with a budget that actually has like money where they can throw at it, where they like, they'll buy props, or they'll like have like high quality stuff with it. Or like they'll have like really good software and cameras and stuff, so like it looks really good. You know, the rest of the stuff is kind of, you know, negligible or whatever. Like, it varies. And then you have the step above that, which is like somebody with connections, like, is making this, and like there are names that you'll recognize in it. So I think there's a couple levels of fan film.
Yeah, because the specifically the Dirty Laundry one was very much done to be like, please let him play the Punisher again.
Right, right. So, you know, that's kind of the thing, is like those, I enjoy those very much, but like those you kind of have to look at through a different lens. Like you kind of have to judge those separately. And I honestly hold those to a much higher standard than I do like the ones where it's like, it's painfully obvious, where it's like this guy has like, you know, he rents a house on the lake for like a, like 3 days in the summer, and he gets 10 friends to go with him, and they make a Friday the 13th movie, and it's like 15 minutes long, and you know, they just they do the best they can. Like, you judge that one separately than the guy that has friggin' Nathan Fillion in his film.
For sure. I do just want to ask your opinion on the Power Rangers one specifically, because you are such a big Power Rangers guy.
It's true.
What'd you think of it?
I enjoyed it for what it was, because especially at that time, there was no real, like, it was at a weird time where Power Rangers was, you didn't have a lot of, like, non, you know, aimed at kids stuff. And, because that was before, like, they started to do the, now they have like the entire toy line that's like the adult collectible toy line, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Like, that was pre all of that, because they were still like, no, Power Rangers is a kids brand. And that was one of those things where it was like that came out, because it was like super R rated and had like friggin' cocaine use and everything in it. Like, it was a lot. And,
oh yeah, they refer to Bulk and Skull as meth heads.
Yeah, and so like. But the reception that it got is people were like, that's friggin' awesome. And like, it kind of made people be like, whoa, like Power Rangers fans, like there's several tracks of Power Rangers fans, and you can cater to all of them in different ways. So I think it did a really good service for the Power Rangers fandom. It was not what I was looking for in a Power Rangers like product, but I'm not going to hate on it, because there were still parts that I was like, all right, that's pretty cool.
You're not going to call me a fucking idiot for liking it.
No, I would never do that to you. Yeah. What do I look like? Don't answer.
That's a joke for two.
Don't answer that. Just like the opening.
So yeah. But no, like, I mean, I go back and forth about like, the downside about, and I think it's this like predisposition I have, is if it's a fan film, I am going to judge it so much faster. Like, you have a very short amount of time to hook me.
Yeah.
You've got like 3 to 5 minutes, and that's about where I'm going to like cut out after that. Sorry, I had to get a sip of water.
That's all right.
So
got to hydrate for this. Got to drink some of that Haterade.
So, like, and that's the downside, is a lot of them don't have a huge budget.
No.
And, but, like, there was one I was watching. It was some Friday the 13th one. I can't remember the name of. And, like, these girls get, like, kidnapped. These, like, people in the woods get kidnapped, and they're, like, being held hostage in this very much, like, halfway constructed place that I'm sure they didn't have permission to be filming on. I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool premise. Like, I can be down with this. Then you see Jason, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, I love the fact when it's like, when it's somebody who's playing Jason that is just literally in like a flannel shirt that may or may not be unbuttoned, with a t-shirt underneath it, and like, you know, Dickies pants, and one of those like rubber flimsy masks where the mask and the face are one piece, and it's like sometimes not even tucked into the shirt in the back, and you're just like, all right, what are we doing here?
Well, and a lot of those guys, like, and a lot of those movies also try and bite off more than they can chew, because in addition you had like I think it was like two or three girls had been kidnapped. There was like people holding them hostage who were like trying to do a drug deal. Jason was there. And then you also had someone who was like trying to hunt down Jason's mom's like skeleton, because they knew that was the only way to take down Jason.
Gosh.
And then like Jason's mom is like still speaking to Jason from beyond. Like, it was just so crowded.
Yeah, that's busy.
Yeah. For like a 40-minute fan film. I think I made it like 9 minutes in before I was just like, I can't do this.
Like, I also love when they try and add in characters that are like related to actual like canon characters.
Oh yeah,
where they're like, I'm so and so's nephew, and you're like, what? Like, what? I'm so and so's kid that they never ever talked about or referenced ever, but I just created them.
I mean, Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters yeah. Afterlife did that.
Well, it's true. That time that's the one thing that makes no damn sense, is that timeline is all messed up. But
oh yeah,
Yeah, where like there's one, gosh, which one is it? There's some Friday the 13th movie where they bring like someone related to Creighton Duke. And I'm like, first of all, why? Like,
there's a fan film where they bring someone in related to Creighton Duke?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's like Creighton Duke Jr. or like his nephew or some shit. And I'm like, what? First of all, why? Because you can pick a million other characters that you could have someone related to that would be much better than that. Number two, why?
Yeah, I'd rather have you be related to the damn enchiladas guy than Creighton Duke.
Oh, you don't talk about demon. We do not allow demon slander here.
Oh, there was no slander.
Ooh, baby.
I sang along with that on pretty much every single Friday the 13th review we did.
I love it. I would much rather have it be like Reggie the Reckless's brother that he never talked about, like, you know, their other brother that didn't live at the camp for wayward teens. He was like the normal one. And but yeah, just like that just screams out like trying way too hard.
Yeah, like if you don't have enough faith in your like fan film or movie or whatever I'm supposed to call it here, like if you don't have enough faith in your own product to stand on your own two feet, I'm not going to waste my time.
Right.
That being said, I think it's awesome that Tommy is in Never Hike Alone.
Yeah,
but it's
like,
really just a cameo. So.
Well, like, and they also had the deputy from Part 6 who becomes the sheriff.
Yeah.
Cologne, who was Officer Handsome in Part 6, as we call him. Those who know Friday the 13th Part 6, you know Officer Handsome. I'm just saying, like, you know, Deputy Rick Cologne, who becomes either like the mayor or the sheriff, or like he becomes like a character, like he's back, like that guy's back.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Like, that's one of those like super cool cameos that I'm like, that's pretty dope. Like, that's awesome. Like that one's one, that Never Hike Alone series, except for that weird like middle one they did.
The Never Hike Alone in the Snow.
Yeah, that one I was like, what are we doing? Like, this one is not enjoyable. But Never Hike Alone and Never Hike Alone 2 are both very, very good. I would hold them up to some of the weaker entries into the franchise. Not that I think there are any weak entries into the franchise, but I would.
Oh, there are definitely weak entries into the franchise.
Part 9. That's the only one that I'll admit to.
I hate parts 5, 7, and 9.
Yeah. But I don't see many Nightmare on Elm Street. Horror seems to be the one genre of fan film that like there's more than any other.
like, horror, like the three big ones, I think, are horror, Batman, and Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars fans have a ton. And Batman, some people with the Batman ones get really, really elaborate with costumes, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good part of it.
And I feel like the downside about it is there was that, like, there was that company that basically just did Batman fan films, like that Bat in the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, because they did a bunch of, like, it was like Batman stuff, and then they did like superhero fights.
Yeah,
they did like superhero. I think they called them like superhero showdown or something. And then they started. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, didn't Jason David Frank show up on one of those?
Yeah, like they got real close with him because they did a bunch of Power Rangers stuff with him, and they were doing some original movie with him. And apparently, like, they're releasing it this year.
Really?
Because it's done. It's like some White Lotus or Black Lotus or something. But he's in it, and like he's like the main character, and so it'll be interesting to see what that, you know, what is involved in that. So but yeah, like, he got in, or they got in real tight with him. Because, yeah, there was one where he was like he was the Green Ranger. He was like that Lord Draken or whatever, like the character from the comic book. And like they designed some, like the suit looked just a little bit different. And like it was like real stylized and stuff. And then it turned out that it was him, and that kind of like that shook the fandom for a day, because everybody was like, oh, holy shit, like they actually got him. And then he started to do like a bunch of stuff with them. Yeah, for a while they had some pretty fun stuff that was like two superheroes fighting, like who would win.
Yeah.
And you know, they played those out, because yeah, it did. It started out where there was like a ton of, they just were doing like a bunch of Batman stuff, and like their costumes were really good. Their choreography was all right, and like their writing left a little bit to be desired, but I mean, I understand that it's not like a multi-million dollar production, so
it's like, for sure,
one guy trying to get all this stuff done. So I get it. You're right. Yeah, Batman and Star Wars also have a really big fan film showing. Let me ask you this. Let me pose this to you.
Okay.
If you had, let's say, let's be generous. Let's say you have 10 grand to make a fan film. And like someone is like, look, here's 10 grand. You can make a fan film in any franchise or property that you want. What's the property that you're picking? And they'll say, like, you know, you won't get sued for it. You won't get stopped. Because like that was a big thing with like the Star Trek, like Star Trek people and fans that made fan films, like they were really into them for a really long time. And then Paramount. Really,
oh yeah, they got real litigious.
Yeah, and it was like during a time where they weren't even really making a lot of Star Trek stuff, but like they were just spending all their time going after fan films. Because there was some I want to say it was like a Kickstarter that they were doing. It was either like a mini series or something that they were fan series or fan film was going to do, and they had like, you know, actors from the shows coming back to reprise roles, stuff like, they had raised so much money, and then like as all of a sudden one day like it hit the news and it was like real popular, and like the next day Paramount was like, yeah, no, and it just shut everything down. And I remember that was like a lot of people turned on Paramount for that, because they weren't doing anything with the print. It was like before the like that CBS All Access stuff, when they had the like shows that were like exclusive online and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like this dead period of Star Trek content. And so the like fans were like super pissed off, because they were like, if you're going to tell us not to do something, then you need to make something. And now there's like, you know, three Star Trek series going on at once or whatever. There's like there at some point recently there's been a bunch, but like at that time there was nothing, so it made it sting a little bit worse. But yeah, so okay, so yeah, you can pick any property, franchise, whatever. Here's 10 grand to, like, you know, get cameras, make effects, all that stuff if need be, hire people. What does your fan film look like?
You ready for this?
I can't wait. I'm really excited to hear what you've got to say.
Until Dawn prequel with the Wendigos actually killing like an entire group of like four or five people.
Oh shit. I did not see that coming. That's awesome. I did not expect that at all.
Yeah. Now, well, I guess it could be a prequel or a sequel, because depending on how you play, I mean, the Wendigos are still there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like they're around. So, gosh, yeah, that's a good one.
Actually, what I would probably do is I would place it between the prologue and the beginning of the actual game. That way your people can reference how the two girls die.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like those two girls died like 10 months ago, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, make it still cold, still snowy, but not like, not quite a year. So the other group is back. But like, right. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Dang. Yeah, that's good.
What about you?
I've got an answer that I feel like might surprise you. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I could actually, like, I would take it as a challenge of, like, I'm not super impressed by the movies, so let me see if I can make a really good one that impresses me.
Okay.
And it would be really hard for me not to take that 10 grand and try and make an Evil Dead fan film.
First off, not impressed with the movies really hurts me, because, well, the 2013 one is so, yeah, good.
The one is good.
I really did like Evil Dead Rise as well, the one from last year.
I thought it was okay. Like, I thought it was the second best Evil Dead movie. which, I mean, you know. Like Evil Dead would be a pick for me, or for 10 grand it would be really hard though. I'll steal a page out of your book and do a video game one. A fan film series, whatever, for Alan Wake would be fun. Would be a lot of fun. Like, I think that would be a tremendous amount of fun. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that, like, you know, you would need a, I would need a real big budget for, like I would love to do like some kind of Fallout thing. I'm really interested to see what this, the Prime Fallout series is.
Hey, did you see they bumped it up even sooner? It's coming out tomorrow now.
I'll end up watching it, because I really want to see how they do it, because like from stuff that I've seen so far, I haven't been super impressed, but I do love Fallout. So, but that would require a lot of budget. Gears of War would be really fun, but that would require a shit ton of budget. If you think that I have not done several 3D print searches for Gears of War stuff, you have no idea who I am.
I still just want my movie with Marcus Fenix.
Yeah. Give me Dave Bautista.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, with Marcus Fenix, I meant to say Dave Bautista, but in my mind, it's because in my mind, that's... it's just like, you know, you've seen people refer to like Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark,
right?
Like that's how I feel about like Dave Bautista. Like there's no one else to play Marcus Fenix aside from him in my mind,
right? And now he's slimmed down a little bit, and you know, he's getting a little bit older, so I feel like that window is pretty much closed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But, yeah, I'm looking up all the different things for Gears of War, because I'm like, oh, it would be pretty sweet to get, you know, to 3D print a Lancer.
That'd be dope.
But I'm like at this point, I'm kind of becoming of the mindset where I'm like, yeah, but what am I going to do with it? which hurts me because I don't want to be that kind of person because I just want to like print everything. But I'm also like, oh, like, but what am I going to do with it? Because I don't think I'm going to ever do a Gears of War costume. So I'm like, then what's the point? But it would be cool to have. Like, 10 years ago, I would have absolutely printed, like, 4 of them. But now I'm like, eh. I could get, like, you know, I could make a coaster. But I'm like, eh, why? So it hurts. It makes me like this is the saddest search for 3D printing that I've done so far because it's like all the stuff is like super cool. Cause I'm like, yeah, like there's a friggin' really cool looking Lancer that I could make for a 3D piece. And, but I'm like, eh, like what am I going to do with it? Like what's the point? Which just makes me sad. Because I'm like, hold on, I'm going to send you this picture. And you're going to be okay. Like, you're going to be like, that looks so friggin' cool. And I'm like, yeah, like I could in probably like a, not even a couple weeks, like probably in a week and some change, like have this sitting in the house on the coffee table. And like there's like it hurts my heart that there's part of me that's like, nah, there you go. Boom. There it is. Like, I could have that. That could be a live look at the house right now.
And from a movie perspective,
yeah.
Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns would be a fun one.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Right? Like, I could have that, and, like, that would be super cool. But I'm like, yeah, but then what? Like, because I'm not going to, like, 3D print an entire, like, armor, like, Gears of War combat armor. So, nah. And, oh, I wonder what they have for Mortal Kombat stuff. That's like a... Oh, yeah, Sub-Zero costume would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, I gotta stop looking up 3D stuff. Because that's all I'm going to end up doing for the rest of the time. And that's just not what I really want to do. I mean, it is, but it's not. You know what I mean? It would be. Yeah, Killer Clowns would be a lot of fun. I'd love to do a fan film remake of The Stuff.
God, yes.
The Stuff would be a lot of fun. American Horrors has started to play The Stuff trailer, like, in their commercial breaks, between movies and stuff. And, like, as immediately, like, as soon as I hear the, because it plays out like it's, like, a warning about the stuff where it's, like, warning, if you have this in your house, like, get rid of it. And, like, as soon as that trailer starts, I'm immediately like, oh, shit, that's The Stuff. Like, I know it immediately, and it's great. So that's super great that they've been playing that recently. But they played some movie, I want to say yesterday. Here's the only thing I don't like about that channel. I love the channel. American Horrors is a 24/7 linear horror movie and like special, like they have original content and like music videos and stuff on there, but like they play a ton of horror movies. The one thing that I don't like, it's my only complaint, is like they never, if you don't catch a movie in the beginning, sometimes you never know what it is, because like some of them don't have end credits. And like I wish that like every 10 minutes they would put a bug in the corner that just says now playing and whatever it is. And you leave it up for like 30 seconds and then drop it. I wish that they would do that, so that way, like if I'm watching something and like I don't recognize any of the actors and I don't recognize like the movie, I have no idea what it is, but I like it and I want to watch it like from the beginning, but I'll never know what it is if I don't catch it again on the channel when it starts. because I was watching it and I caught it like I caught the last 2/3 of it. And so I'm watching it and I love it. And I'm like, this movie's great. Like, I want to watch it from the beginning. I'll wait till the end, because sometimes what I'll do is like, I'll wait for the credits to roll and then I'll IMDb it. Like, I'll look up some of the actors and I'll find the role and I'll match it up and it's fine. But like, the movie just ended and it went right into their ad break. And I was just like, well, so I have to catch it like when it starts one day, if they even play it again, because there was one movie that they played that was fantastic. And I only caught like the last 15 minutes and it didn't have end credits and I never saw it again.
That sucks.
So it's like, it bums me out that like, there are times that I will like, there's movies that will just like, it's like the eclipse. Like, we'll just pass by each other like for a couple minutes and then I'll never see them again. And it sucks, because like, some of the movies are really, really good or fun, or like, they look like they could be good or fun. And I'm just, I'll never know.
I used to follow way back in the day, like when YouTube had like trends and things you could follow a trend or something. I followed horror movies and they would upload, like, there were a couple channels that would upload full movies, but to get around, like, they would cut out anything that said the title and wouldn't show the credits. And I watched like a movie on there. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I didn't know anyone that was in it. So like, I backed out and like, I went to the comments and like, no one had listed the name of it. And I was like, oh, cool. And then of course, like, I went back to try and like catch it again. I was like, going to try and like look up like literally anyone, like just try and be like, do I recognize a single fucking person in this?
Yeah.
And it had been pulled and it's like, well, that just doesn't exist in my life anymore.
Right. And like, I've gotten to the point where like, during a movie, I will like try and Google like horror movie and then like a scene and I'm like, catch something, please. And it like, I have like a 10% success ratio with that. It just doesn't work. So that's a bummer. Cause yeah, sometimes stuff just, it just passes by and it sucks. By the way, let me look and see, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to look and see if the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 is out somewhere where I can.
Oh, streaming yet?
Yeah. No, there's one that's got ads cut or watermarks in the video, which I won't watch.
Well, and a lot of them are also like, just bad handy cam.
Yep, that's the one that's in there.
Yep.
So I'm like, nope, I will wait.
What I've started doing is waiting until stuff pops up on Amazon to rent, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I know I can watch it.
Right, yeah, someone will rip it from there real quick. I mean, we'll stream it there legally and fine.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, real quick, in summation for fan films, what is a, and then we'll get out of here because we're just about at time, what is like a certified green flag for you for a fan film? Like, what, when a fan film starts or like you get into it, like what makes you know that you're in good hands with the fan film?
Oh gosh. Honestly, costume design. Like, okay, if the costume design, like costume design and setting, mm-hmm, like if it's clear they've put a lot of time and effort into those two things, then, you know, and it's, and again, not just someone in like the rubber Jason mask.
Yeah.
That like, where the head doesn't fit. You know, as long as there's something that actually works, then I'm here for it.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. Like, if it looks like they took some time and effort and care into it, then yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
What about you?
Same, you know, like that, number one, it's if they don't use like if they don't use the music, like if they have other music that is not just like ripped directly from the other movies, like if it starts out and it's like some other music, then I'm like, okay, like if it doesn't just start with, you know, obviously like the title theme from whatever they're from. and they you know, they have, you know, original ideas, and you know, it's more than just a well, like in Halloween, for instance. Well, Michael Myers is back and we got to stop him, and that's that. Like, give me something a little bit more elaborate. Give me something a little bit more like in depth and detailed to show that you actually like gave a shit about it. And I'm more likely to stay in. Otherwise, I'm out. So those are my certified green flags, that if you have that, and for the love of God, don't name your character as a long lost relative of an established character.
Yeah, this is Rory Strode.
Yeah, like, stop it. So with that, we are done for this episode. We'll be back next week with two entries into jail mail. Do me a solid, because at the time of this recording, Dick Cheney's alive, and we are sitting at 25,912 YouTube subscribers. We passed 25,000 before night one of WrestleMania, so that was exciting.
That's awesome.
So help us cross to 26. By the time you hear this, we probably will have already crossed to 26. But then in that case, help us get to 26.5.
And change.
Yeah, because we're one step closer to the edge, and we're about to break. And then when we get there, we get the 100,000 subscriber plaque, and we can't wait to get there. We're already we're more than a quarter of the way there, and it has only been 9 months, almost 10 months, 9 months. So help us get there faster. You can be subscriber number 25,900 and lucky 13. You go to youtube.com/@ TN2M shows. This week, I will tease. I texted you over the weekend and I said happy 15th anniversary to the Toys R Us dressing room incident.
Yeah.
And I will be, my sit down stand up is this week, where I regale that and a couple other really fun retail stories. So be sure to check that out on Friday. Wednesday, we have the week 21 of El Pathetico's wrestling memes. And this week already on Monday, we have had week number 15 for the Bonafide or Bogus trivia game. You can keep up with me and keep track of your score when I every week. It's our version of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, where every Monday I give five potential facts and we determine if they are true or false. I will be your Jonathan Frakes. And his beard is so much better than mine. My beard looks like I'm going through some kind of treatment, but don't let that deter you. I'm going through some stuff, man. I got some stress. So youtube.com/@ TN2M shows. Join us.
Find us on YouTube and find us here again next week. We'll be ready to come back, party, hang out with y'all, talk more garbage, read some correspondence, and guys, I'm tired. I'm gonna do my outro this week. Stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing. We're gonna be back next week with you guys, and thank you for being our friends who are all CM Punk guys with benefits.